Hello, everybody. Great to be back with you here in the newly modified micro studio. You see what I've done here? The curtain is now kind of flowy instead of, you know, tight across the back. We can see a little bit more of these side panels so that this will give it hopefully a little homier touch. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I have no clue. But here we are. So today what I want to do is I want to do a post based on the last post that I did here. The last post that I did was surrendering to the unit, which was simply that I had noticed that not only was this unit working too much in my opinion and the opinion of many others, but that I was also suffering from the story that I shouldn't be working so much. And I had noticed that even though I did this all the time, you know, we're just working too much, you're working too much, you're working too much, that I continued to work. So I was apparently I was either unable or unwilling to change. I didn't know which it was, and it didn't really matter because it was just a pattern that was happening. I wasn't opposed to it. I had been apparently opposed to it. I was just no longer going to oppose it. I was just going to allow this, all of this to unfold, which it was going to do anyway, but by getting in alignment with it, I wouldn't have to suffer. So if the unit wanted to work itself to death, let it. You know, I mean, it's just a unit. I mean, it's special to me and Betsy, but ultimately it's just a unit. So God can always go get another one and continue this teaching or find one more skillful than this. So when I surrendered to that, we just want to notice that I made that it was like a public confession. I came to you as my confessors, and I'm doing it just as I'm doing this again to tell you the results of that, because thousands of people will read the post. I'm going to do one on the same topic on Awakening Clarity Now. Thousands of people will read that post, but there are several hundred of you that just, I think, sort of religiously watch these. I mean that just mean habitually. No, nothing religious going on here. So habitually watch these videos, and so you're sort of a little different in crowd. And what I wanted to do was come back and give you an answer to this in the very same way that I did the one before, which was in a video. But if you want to read the post, you can do that too. So at any rate, after I did this confession where I was just, you know, okay, whatever it wants to do, surrender. When I say surrendering to the unit, of course, what I really mean is that I'm surrendering to the pattern, because I noticed that there was a pattern happening that was work, 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 and I didn't know if that was some sort of compulsion on my part or if that was God's plan. But I did know if it was God's plan, I did not want to be in the middle of it. I didn't want to be opposed to it. And if it was my compulsion until it stopped, okay. Because not only was I working so much, but I seemed to be unable or unwilling to change that. So I came out and I did that public confession, and that night, just a few hours later, I noticed that I was sitting in my living room reading a book. It sounds like nothing. For me, it was huge. I hadn't done it in weeks. I hadn't taken the time to sit in my living room and read a book. And it was like, wow, look at this. Here's a book. Here's the cat. This is great. But I didn't really remark on it other than the fact that I noticed this is unusual behavior for you right now. And so the next morning, I got up and did whatever I was doing. And the next thing I knew, I was sitting in my living room reading a book again. I could not believe. And I caught it again because it's very unusual behavior for me right now. You know, it's just like me putting on, you know, my shoes backwards or something. I mean, it was, you couldn't not notice it. I mean, you could be as asleep as this pattern was and still notice it. So that evening, same thing. Couldn't believe it. Now, what I want to tell you is that every day since then, which has been 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. I think it's been a couple of weeks. So every day I'm finding myself taking it easy. For some of it. I mean, I'm working a lot, but I'm not working anywhere near like I was. And what I've caught myself is I've caught myself in some lies. And I thought I'd report those lies to you because you may find them in your life. And by reporting them to you, see, this is again a public confession, if you will. By reporting them to you, it's kind of like in recovery. We used to tell on ourselves, like, oh, I had some old behavior or whatever. And by doing this, then I see it yet more clearly. You know, very often you may have noticed if I do something really stupid, I'll cut a video on it and report it. Because it's important that I see these things. And it's very important, very important, that I don't pretend to be above any of this stuff. That I pretend like this stuff doesn't happen to me. Or that I just don't, you know, I'm not subject to that kind of stuff anymore. There's plenty of stuff I'm subject to. There's some stuff I'm not particularly subject to right now. But what'll happen tomorrow, I have no idea. So it keeps me from getting... It keeps me from getting too unit-centered in the sense of getting cocky or arrogant. Or, you know, I'm cocky and arrogant enough without having to add anything new. So the lies that I've caught myself in, one of them is an incredible lie. And this lie will go on forever. And I think it's there in other areas of my life as well. But it was way in this one. And it was the fact that I was working real hard right now because tomorrow I was going to take it easy. But tomorrow would come and I would say, oh God, I'm just swamped today, but I'm going to really get busy and do all this stuff because I'll take it easy tomorrow. But tomorrow never came. It never does, if you'll notice. It's just the same way when I was going to quit drinking. Yeah, I'm going to quit drinking here pretty soon. And because noticing this pattern, this working pattern, was very much like noticing my drinking problem. I had noticed I couldn't drink successfully for 20 years, but it took the day that I saw that I couldn't quit trying to drink successfully before quitting of drinking ever occurred. And the same thing here is that I had to see that not only was I working too much, but that I couldn't stop trying. And that what I was doing was feeding myself some lies. I mean, I would do it like, okay, I'll take it easy tonight, and I would never take it easy that night. I would get on and write a post, cut a video, I answer client email, there's lots of that. Do whatever it is, and then the next day I'd be in sessions and would be like, oh God, I got to get through that post. That means I got to work tonight. I got to pull a second shift again and again and again and again. So what I decided was that I'm not going to do tomorrow's work today. This is just so ridiculous. This is if I had more pride, this would be embarrassing to report. So. And I said, I'm not going to do tomorrow's work today. I'm going to do today's work today, and I'm going to leave tomorrow's work for tomorrow, if it comes, when it comes. And what I found out is that by doing that, there's a stopping place, which is because the other lie that I was telling myself consistently was, this is important. And now, guess what? I'm taking my own medicine, and I'm coming right back in and saying, is that true? So, I got to get this post up tonight. Is that true? Well, no. Actually, it isn't. I mean, what's going to happen? Is my practice going to collapse? Is everybody going to weep? I mean, what? Everybody be very disappointed in Fred. So disappointed in Fred. He hadn't written a topic in 10 days, or whatever it is. You know, but I can... get in there with the best of them, and it's not that, because I don't notice it. I don't notice it until I do, and then what I notice is that you know there's something there that I've not been awake to, because this is what this is a really important little side thing here, which is that we're only awake to whatever we're awake to, and enlightenment is being awakened to this arising. Do I understand that this is me presenting myself to myself in this moment? And if I do, then I'm awake. But what I don't, but I didn't realize that in that case. Do you see that? So we might consider that there's a lot of people would consider that there is an abiding awakening here. It's been going on a long time, but it's always, always, always. It's not a permanent awakening. It's always an ongoing awakening because it's from rising to arising. Am I awake to this one? As though I know this is me? Do I know that everything's okay? Do I, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And if I'm saying, you know, this is really important, and it's not important in a, you know, I don't want to bypass relativity. There are things that are relatively important, and those things probably should be handled. But these things weren't relatively important. I mean, they were, you know, marginally important, but not really important. You can't, because I can't give it everything at every moment. I just can't. It wears me out. I mean, I just gets to wear, and I'm not doing, and then I'm not doing my best work. I'll notice that my writing is maybe not quite as polished, or my videos are not quite as polished, or that, you know, that God forbid that my sessions are not going as smoothly as I would like. And that's no point in blaming a balky client. May as well, you know, understand that sometimes the problem's going to be here, that I'm not making myself clear this time for some reason. I mean, it's rare, but I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. It doesn't last. When I catch myself in it, then there's an instant alertness that comes about, sort of a higher consciousness, if you will. So noticing these patterns, and at this time I was open to whatever happened. That also means that I'm open to not working so much. And that's what happened, is that I gave up to the pattern that I got to control how much I work. You see that? I'm working too much. I need to control this. I couldn't control it. So acknowledging that I couldn't control it, acknowledging that powerlessness, giving up to that. I didn't throw in the towel. I mean, giving up to it. When I say I didn't throw in the towel, I didn't say, well, you know, I can't control anything, and that's the way my life is, and da-da-da, and I'm not going to try to do anything. I've been through that before years ago, and it was miserable. No one here and nothing to do, and da-da-da-da-da. And I've seen the error of that. So I give it my best, but I'm not trying to control it. What I'm doing is I'm giving it my best in that when I'm working, I'm working. And if I'm reading a book, I don't want to be thinking about my work. I'm lucky I have texting thumbs, and it's not actually from texting, it's from emailing on my iPhone. So God's helping me out with that this week, too, because now I can't can't send emails back from my iPhone, and I would send emails from anywhere. I mean, a client I hadn't heard from in 3 months would send me an email, and I think I got to answer it instantly, and that's just crap. So I'm standing there in the drugstore, supposed to be shopping, waiting on Betsy, and I'm just pounding out emails. Well, I understand what you're saying. Bye, 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 bye. So I can't do that now. So that's the breaking that pattern. And I've noticed, pardon me, I've actually noticed that it's okay, that I don't need to do those things right now. That it was another lie, here's the other lie, this needs to be done right now. Is that true? No. What I need to be doing right now is being aware of the fact that I'm in the drugstore. Not that, oh, I've been called, you know. But it's that, oh, you know, it's that mother hen mentality. But I think that's really egoic. You know, it's not that I don't care about my clientele. I love my clientele and care about them dearly. But it's not actually my job to keep them fixed up. It's my job to help them understand who they are and then let that what happens happen. That's really my job. But I tend to think that I have broader set of responsibilities than that. I think it's egoic. You know, it is egoic. Because I don't have that kind of responsibility. Because I don't even know what they should do. I don't know what anybody should do. I don't know what I should do until I've done it. And then I can see, clearly I should have done that. So I did need to work as much as I did for as long as I did, but that pattern seems to have not only been seen through, but completely penetrated, because once you penetrate this thing, then you can actually take it apart. And that's what's happening now, is I can see all the little lies. This is important. I'll do this today because I'm going to rest later. You know, I'm going to rest later. This needs to be done right now. Is it true? No, it's not true. It's just a story that I'm telling myself because it gives me a sense of self-importance. Do you see that? I mean, that's egoic, and it's controlling. It's just, I mean, it's just, it, there's nothing awake or enlightened or even that smart about that. You see? It's just a blind pattern, and now it's been seen through, and I'm awakened that to that arising. So now when I tell myself, is it that this is important, the response to that, instead of "you're damn right it is and let's get to it," is I'm willing to question it. Stop and question. Is that true? And when I really look at it, most of the time it's not. If it is true, I'm probably not going to need to tell myself this is important. It'll just happen. So sometimes reporting on my blindness may be a way for you to see. And, you know, it's good for me to stay off the pedestal. So I'll see you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.